How has this public health crisis affected the NAACP Troy, New York branch?
Well, like everyone else, we're very concerned about the safety of not just only our members, but also, you know, all people in the community. To that end, we've taken direction from the national office in terms of how to proceed. So on March the 8th, we had a town hall conference call with health experts and political leaders, including Senator Harris and the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, who shared information about the virus and what the impact could be. And so based on that call, we got a further guidance from the national office on how to proceed. And one of the things that the national office did want to assure us is that even though they were physically closing the headquarters office building until April 30th, we still had access to them remotely, meaning via phone, fax, email. And further, we were instructed that all branches and units were to refrain from holding any meetings or gatherings that are sponsored by the NAACP. So that includes our executive committee meetings, our general meetings, and then any other events we may have, like fundraisers. So all of those activities have been put on hold. That doesn't stop us from continuing to be an advocate. So we are continuing our work and lifting our voices to advocate for social justice.
What does that look like for you now?
So right now, we're taking an assessment of the Troy community and looking to see if there are any needs that need to be filled. We want to make sure that members of the community are not overly consumed with the idea of the virus and not take into consideration some of the other things that are going on. For example, voting. Now that we have the virus, I was just made aware that training for poll takers for the voting stations has been canceled. So what does that mean going forward? That's something that we'll have to explore and make sure that our rights to vote are being maintained and that we will be able to vote in the primary when that comes up in April. I heard reports that the Attorney General was possibly looking at consolidating the voting that was taking place in April and moving that to June, consolidating April and June together. But I have not seen any official reports about that.
Does the NAACP have any concerns about moving the election to June?
At this time, we have not received any directive on that, and I would say no. Some of the other priorities that we're concerned about is the passing of the coronavirus bill that affects the families and making sure that they are taken care of during this crisis. Now, we are aware that the bill has been passed by Congress, but we're waiting on the Senate to approve the family bill. And so what we're doing now is we have a campaign out where we're encouraging people to contact their senators to let them know that they are in support of this bill and that they want them to move this bill forward as quickly as possible.
How can folks who are interested get that information and take action?
Okay, so they can go to the NAACP.org website and in the search bar type in coronavirus, and there will be a piece that will come up and it's called Take Action. So with that piece there, you can contact your senator. And because time is of the essence on this piece, we are urging people to either email, and you can also make a call. But once you go to that website, they will give you all of the options available to you and how to make that call and the points that you want to present to your congressperson to move that bill forward. With the passing of the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, that's a good first step in dealing with the pandemic, which threatens the American way of life. But the NAACP considers this just a first step in that we're always interested in the well-being and health of the American people, the economic stability and security, the education, and also the democracy and participation. And so having said that, we know that that act is just the first step, but there will be need for a continuing evaluation as we move forward. One of the other things that we're keeping an eye on is a bill that has been on the dockets for ages, but it was just recently brought up again with Senator Booker, Kamala Harris. This bill is the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. The bill had been put forward once before in the past Congress. Now it's sitting at the Senate. We are now waiting for the Senate to pass the bill and send it to the president to sign it. this bill, believe it or not, all of these years, lynching has not been considered a hate crime and not prosecuted in that way. This crucial legislation would officially make lynching a hate crime and therefore eligible for additional federal tools and resources to investigate and prosecute the hate crimes. So in the past, take Emmett Till's case. The guys were found that murdered him were found guilty, but they were let go. Now with this passing of the hate crime, those who were found guilty would serve time. All I want to do is encourage people to contact their senators to let them know that they are very much in support of this, passing this act. It's been over 100 years, and it's time that this crime be considered a federal hate crime.
So your concern is that you don't want the coronavirus public health emergency to overshadow all of the other important work that is being done at the federal level.
Exactly. Yeah, the coronavirus is a very serious situation, but it is also a distraction, and we don't want to lose sight of other things that are happening. Once the virus passes, we still will have these issues to deal with, and we don't want to fall back on the progress that's been made thus far.
How can our listeners get involved and learn more about what the NAACP is doing?
Well, there are a couple of ways they can do that. They can go to the NAACP website. That's NAACP.org, and they have tons of information there. At that website, you can also become a member of any of your local branches, and that information is there as well. And you can also attend a local branch meeting. Now, we are following the CDC recommendation of not having gatherings of more than 10 people. So we're exploring the possibility of holding a general meeting via teleconferencing. And that information will be publicized on our Facebook page.
Oh, terrific. So folks can look for NAACP Troy, New York branch on Facebook.
That is correct, yes. And we update that weekly and when pertinent information comes up.
Renee, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I wish you, your family, and your community safety and wellness during this time.
Corinne, thank you very much. And I wish the same for you.